It was good. What's good? We back. Triple P Paul. Paul Pickett Podcast. You know how I do. Before we get started, hit that subscribe button in that right hand corner. Let me get my pillow situated and kick up my feet. Get my little list of what we're gonna go over today. All right, first things first, we're gonna get into some NFL. I'm gonna get into some Russell Wilson, some J.J. Watt, some Texans, some Deshaun Watson. Basically, start with this Russell Wilson. I got family in Seattle, Tacoma area. So, Russell Wilson, I mean, I don't know that he, like, came out and asked for a trade, but he definitely came out and you know, shared his, shared his ideas about really being upset that he gets, you know, hit a lot. They need a better offensive line. They need a better defense. They need a better running game. They need a better a lot of stuff. I mean, Seahawks have basically, you know, been winning on the backs of Russell Wilson's greatness and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? And it's just really, it's a crazy climate right now. It's like a lot of quarterbacks, you know, look like they're not really the guy. And that's the thing. Teams are getting so desperate nowadays, it seems like, to find their quarterback, their, you know, their franchise quarterback, that guy that you're going to have for 10 years or whatnot. You know, they're just getting so desperate, man. I don't know what that is, but I don't know. I don't think Russell Wilson really leaves. If he does get traded, I mean, you know, who are you trading him for and what for? You know, are you trying to get back a good quarterback? You know, and you definitely don't want to trade him within a division or within the conference, I would think. You want to trade him out of the conference, you know. So, I don't know. I don't think Russell Wilson really gets traded. I think they fix it up. You know, they get a good offensive line around them, get a good running game. They seem like they got some good receivers. They could work on that defense. Defense ain't what it used to be. You know, J.J. Watt, he asks out and they release him. And a lot of people are making this big deal about, you know, oh, they'll release J.J. Watt, but they won't move on from Deshaun Watson. I mean, first of all, J.J. Watt's a lot older. It was only 1 year left on his contract. He's making a lot less money on his contract for that year, you know. And Houston is dysfunctional anyways, you know what I'm saying? They're just like, they're getting rid of all their best players. I don't know what's going on, but the fact that Deshaun thinks he has all the leverage, I don't know that he does, you know. And I kind of got this issue where I know, like, they keep telling dudes, like, oh, get your money first and then decide what you're going to do later. But this idea, you know, that you just sign extensions with teams, contracts, sign contract agreements and just back out of them, you know, months later. Man, this stuff's bogus, man. It's so lame, man. It's like a slippery slope to be going out in the business world, because, you know, it just goes to show that you're not a man of your word when you sign a contract and then months later you don't want to honor it, man. That's how I look at it. You know, if I'm going to sign a contract, I'm going to honor that contract, you know, because I'm not signing no contracts if I'm not going to honor it. It just, that's just me. And this idea that, you know, I could see even James Harden passed up 2 years, $100 million extension. I mean, that tells me that it's not all about the money, but you just signed an extension and then months later, now you want out, you know, because things ain't going your way. I mean, it's just like, it's so lame, man. It's so disloyal. It's so dishonest. It's so selfish. You know, it's a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you're not a man of your word when you months later, after you sign a contract for hundreds of millions of dollars, you want out, you know. And this idea that he's just going to go somewhere and win a Super Bowl, I mean, I hope it's not going to be in the AFC, because you still got to worry about the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, who's still greater, you know. And that's who I got back in the Super Bowl again next year in the AFC. I got the Chiefs. Unless, you know, some team makes some major moves. I don't care what team Deshaun Watson goes to in the AFC. I don't got them going to the Super Bowl whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think a team like Buffalo that could make some moves, or Baltimore or Cleveland that makes moves, that's not on the quarterback end because they already got their quarterback, that's the teams that are going to get over the hump. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, J.J. Watt, and that's the thing. I got off of J.J. Watt, started talking about Deshaun Watson. J.J. Watt pretty much set up to go anywhere. And, you know, they're saying he might go play for the Steelers with his brothers. He might go play for the Browns, they're saying, are going after him. Everybody should be going after him that needs – that's a contender. Everybody that's a contender. I mean, who doesn't need him? Seahawks, 49ers, Packers, Bears, Browns, a lot of teams. Ravens, you know, there's a lot of teams. This is all about who can afford them and what is he really looking for? Is it all about winning, or is it, you know, money and winning, or is it more money than winning? I mean, because that's the thing, you know. I've always said, you know, I come from the music business where I've always said that in the business world, you know, yeah, you got to do what you love, but I would say it got to be 60% money and 40% love. Because when it's more about the love and then it is about the money, that doesn't always translate to success in any business, you know. So I always feel like 60% money and 40% love is a good balance. But J.J. Watt could pretty much go anywhere. Who's he going to go to? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? He might want to go play with his brothers. Yeah, I really got into Deshaun Watson. Let's talk about the Texans for a second. I mean, Texans just, they're pathetic, man. I mean, you get ready, your number one wide receiver probably in the history of your franchise. And then now the number one defensive player in the history of your franchise wanted out, and now he's gone. Now the number one overall offensive player in the history of your franchise wants out. That's not a good look, man. It's really not a good look. You know, like, Houston Texans are starting to look like the Browns of the past, the Buccaneers of the past. You know, these teams that were just so miserably pathetic, you know, at the bottom. They're looking like the Detroit Lions, you know, of the past, present, and the future. Because Detroit Lions, as long as I've been alive, Detroit Lions have never, ever been good. They have never had been a contender. They might have made the playoffs a few years, but even when they got in the playoffs, they were never going to be a contender. All right, enough with the NFL. Let's get on to the basketball. I want to get into the first topic. I ain't talked no college basketball since I've done this podcast, but I'm talking about Jalen Johnson from Duke. You know, not only because he quit on his team, because I don't like Duke. I'm a Tar Heel fan. I don't like Duke. But it's like, yo, like, Duke tends to get these guys that are just, you know, they're more dedicated to going pro and looking like a high pick than, you know, the program. Like, Carolina Tar Heels, we get guys who are dedicated to the program 9 times out of 10. Every now and then, you get guys that come in. And, you know, I mean, I think one time if we had two guys leave as a freshman, and that was Nasir Little just a few years ago. And the other player, I can't even remember his name right now because, you know, they leave so quick. but he plays for the Bulls. I mean, we're not known for having two one and dones or having one and dones, period. We had our first one and done was like, who was it? It was like Brandon Wright and Ed Davis. You know, we've had a couple like Joseph Forte was, you know, 2 years and then left. You know, we're not known for getting a lot of one and dones. And I never heard of a player just quitting in the season, packing it up like that, who was, you know, could play or whatnot. This is just like so pathetic to me. They just quit on a team like that. And just the thing that he's still going to go number five. I don't know. You ain't going number five when you quit on a team like that. Let me get into All-Star. Do I think we should have an All-Star? I mean, there's a lot of players saying we should have an All-Star. And I've never really gave my opinion about COVID on here, but I will give you my opinion about economy shutdowns. I don't agree with them whatsoever. This idea that you're going to stop people from making money? No. I don't care what's going on in the world. This idea that you're going to stop people from paying bills and you know, taking care of their... You're going to stop people from taking care of their responsibilities? You're going to try to control the aspect of us taking care of our responsibilities? And then, you know, when it comes to sending stimuluses, we got to sit there and wait for... Hear y'all argue and fight and bicker over sending us money that... We as Americans pay out taxes every year anyways, you know, and people have been paying out through the years. Some people have been paying out for decades, you know. So I don't agree with economy shutdowns whatsoever. This idea that you're gonna control the aspect of me making money and taking care of my responsibilities, I ain't with that. That's a problem to me, you know, and that sounds like a war. That sounds like a fight that you're trying to stop me from taking care of my responsibilities. That's a problem, man. You get in the way of any man or woman trying to take care of the responsibilities and take care of their kids and their family and pay their bills, which their bills is their responsibilities. That's a major problem issue for me. So do I think they should have the All-Star? I mean, you can answer that for me. I don't believe in economy shutdowns, you know. So, like, business is about making money, and, you know, the NBA is a billion-dollar business, you know. It's easy for NBA players who make millions of dollars to talk about economy shutdowns, and they got enough money to last years, you know. With the average person, we ain't trying to hear economy shutdowns, so I don't, you know. If you played it, if the All-Star goes on, hey, you know, cool. If it doesn't, cool. But this idea of shutting things down and stopping people from taking care of their responsibilities, take care of their family, I'm not with that. Another thing I want to get into with the All-Star, the votes, man. Like, who voted for, like, Wiggins, Carmelo, Clay, CJ McCollum, Alex Caruso, and Derrick Rose? First of all, Wiggins ain't been an All-Star a day in his life. Come on, man. Just because he's playing next to Steph Curry, that's bogus, man. He ain't been an All-Star a day in his life. Carmelo is too washed up and too old to be an All-Star because he's not performing at All-Star level. I never heard of guys coming off the bench getting All-Star slots. I never heard of that such thing. Clay, come on, people. Clay's not even playing this year. Why is he getting All-Star votes? You're wasting All-Star votes on that could be used on somebody else. CJ McCollum, I mean, he's out. If he was playing, yeah, All-Star, but he's out. Caruso, come on, man. I like the Lakers. I'm a Lakers fan because I love LeBron, but come on, man. I like the Caruso. But All-Star, come on, man. It's bogus, man. Let's stop. Derrick Rose, he's another one in that Carmelo Anthony, you know, realm. Like, come on, man. Are y'all serious right now? Derrick Rose coming off the bench. Like, guys coming off the bench getting 250,000 all-star votes? Get out of here, man. You know, and if there's anybody, there's a couple guys I want to see definitely make all-stars for the first time. I think Devin Booker would be his first time if he makes it, which he should, rightfully. I want to see my man from New York, Julius Randle, get it. He's balling out this year. And my man from the Pistons. Like, I'm doing terrible today. I can't even remember the names right now. Grant. Jeremy Grant from the Pistons. He's balling out like crazy this year. You know? Yeah, I want to see those two be like, those two definitely, Jeremy Grant and Julius Randle, I definitely want to see All-Star. And there's no doubt in my mind, Devin Booker should be All-Star this year. Anthony Davis injury. Oh, man, how's that going to impact? Well, it helps LeBron's MVP case. Then it gives more playing time to other guys that we need to probably give them more playing time so we know what we can expect from them come playoff time. You know, and they need to step. Some of these guys need to just, you know, not be rusty anyways and just be ready to come out and play next man up for any time, you know, and do their role. But, man, this is a little nervous for me. Like, if Anthony Davis, this is a problem going on for the rest of the season. The Lakers will not win the championship this year. I repeat, the Lakers will not win the championship this year if Anthony Davis has this lingering problem. I don't see him fighting through it playoff time if it's still lingering come playoff time. I just don't see it happening, you know. So this could be a problem if, and I'm gonna say it too, if this injury, you know, stays the way it is, it's definitely Lakers don't even make the finals. It'd be like the Clippers and the Jazz versus the Sixers or the Nets. That's what I'm gonna see. Say if you know Anthony Davis. MVP race right now. I think it's between LeBron, Embiid, Chris Paul, and Giannis, LeBron, Chris Paul, and I know I'm missing somebody. Damian Lillard. To me, that's the top four MVPs of this year. And Damian Lillard is being overlooked. Chris Paul is definitely being overlooked. But it's really between LeBron and Embiid. Excuse me. LeBron and Embiid, but I would say Chris Paul and Damian Lillard. Because Damian Lillard, they don't got CJ McCollum and Nurkic is hurt. And they still over there doing pretty good. And then Chris Paul, I mean, he's got the Suns. If the Suns don't make the playoffs, I mean, it's a failure. Because he's instantly got them turning around. He's instantly got them turning around. But I think it's going to come down to how many games Embiid plays. If he keeps, you know, sitting out more and more games, you know. And then, you know, we'll see how the Lakers do with Anthony Davis hurt. That's going to make, you know, how. Because he's probably going to be out for the next month. And I would at least, even though he's out, they say 2 to 3 weeks, I would sit him out for, you know. Okay. Let me take a little pause for a second. Want y'all to hit that right-hand corner. Hit that subscribe button, man, you know. Subscribe to this channel. I'm trying to drop these videos every Wednesday. The video version will be on our YouTube channel, Facebook, Facebook fan page, Paul Pickett Podcast, as you see in the background, and Twitter, as well as Instagram TV. And on Twitter, it's Paul P Podcast, twitter.com/ Paul P Podcast. And also the audio version is on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, I want to say Deezer, TuneIn Radio, iHeart Radio, and more. So, yeah, definitely hit the subscribe button. Please leave any comments, any topics you want me to ever discuss, you know, throw them in the comment section or whatever. But just, I'm going to get into this last topic. This last topic was very interesting. Draymond Green, you know, being a very colorful guy he is, doesn't bite his tongue, Mr. Say what he feels, which I love that because that's my AKA musician artist name, you know, Paul Masana, AKA Mr. Say What I Feel. But he pointed out the hypocrisy of, I guess, sports in general, not just the NBA, but sports in general, where, you know, a player like James Harden comes out publicly, says he wants to trade, still plays, doesn't sit and media just, he gets media backlash, they crucify him. And I guess the word Draymond uses castrate. So he gets crucified, castrated, criticized, whatever you want to say. Because he comes out, you know, he publicly says he wants to trade, doesn't sit, plays, and gets crucified. Now, on the other hand, though, an NBA team can come out and publicly say, oh, we're going to trade this guy and we're going to sit him. We're not going to let him play. We're not going to let him do his job that he gets paid to do, whether he wants to do it or not. We're not going to give him a choice, you know, to work the job. We're going to just trade him. And we're just going to treat him like a transaction. You know, that's really like, it's an hypocrisy. It's like it's very hypocritical, man. Like, you know, so what I'm guessing is they need to do a better job of keeping trades non-public and, you know, it's like, and if they're not, then the media needs to do a better job of not being hypocrites themselves. Because there's two hypocrites into this situation. It's the media and the owners. Ownership and the media, that's the hypocrisy in this. And if is anything I hate in this world, I better not say hate, that's hate speech, but I hate hypocrites. I hate hypocrites. Or should I just say I dislike hypocrites? I don't like a hypocrite. I don't associate with hypocrites. You know, don't associate with dishonest people. You know, two-faced people. I don't associate with people who don't keep their word. Like Jalen Jackson from Duke. But what do you expect? He's from Duke. He went to Duke. I mean, if he chose to go to Carolina, we would have known he had a different character. You know, he wouldn't have been so disloyal and he would have been a man of his word. You know, he went to Carolina and whatnot. But he didn't. So, yeah, like Draymond Green hit this on the nose, man. I mean, you know, like, it's a hypocrisy. And the name I couldn't remember before was Kobe White, man. Yeah, Coby White was one and done. Nasir Little was one and done. But we didn't expect Coby White, you know, to ball out like he did. Nasir Little was a higher pick at the time. And I guess we underestimated Coby White was all-time leading scorer in North Carolina high school basketball history, you know, and whatnot. But, yeah, it's hypocrisy that an NBA player gets criticized when he comes out and says publicly he wants to trade, but ownership does the same thing, and then he's got to sit down and shut up, you know, like he's some little kid, you know, in class and elementary school or high school, sit down and shut up, you know. Grown men here, you know, being treated like little kids and treated like transactions, you know, when the ownership wants them to trade them, but as soon as they want, you know, they want ownership to trade them, it's a whole different ballpark. It's oh you quit on the team, you're disloyal, you know. It's like, come on, man. And once again, you know, I mean, I guess it's, you know, like this idea of not giving, you know, Drummond a choice if he wants to play or not still until he gets traded, if he still wants to earn his money, you know, if he still wants to do his job that he was hired to do, that, you know, it's the same way I feel about, you know, what I said about the All-Star and COVID shutdowns. I don't agree with this idea of you trying to control the narrative of stopping somebody from taking care of their responsibilities, because that's what you're doing. You're preventing people from, you know, take care of responsibilities, and I'm called my responsibilities for a reason. So you don't get to control the narrative on how I take care of my responsibilities, telling me, oh, I can't work because you're scared, you're fearful, you're frightened, you're terrified. I'm not, you know. So, yeah, man, Draymond Green is right about this hypocrisy of the league. And it's the NFL, too. NFL is the same. All the sports are like that. You know, a player comes out and says he wants to trade it. Oh, he's giving up on the team. You know, he's villain. He's criticized, crucified, you know, castrated, whatever words you want to use with the C in front of it. You know what I'm saying? It's all of the above. But yeah, so that's how it is, man. I want y'all to hit that subscribe button in that right hand corner. I don't know if there's anything else I should be talking about, but yeah, nothing really more, man. Except LaMelo Ball. I got to. I mean, every podcast I can, LaMelo Ball. I'm so excited. I've never been so excited for Charlotte Hornets basketball since the days of Larry Johnson and Alonzo Mourning and Dell Curry and Muggsy Bogues. Never been so excited. I mean, we were making the playoffs like every year that year. Once we got, you know, Larry Johnson and Alonzo, we was making the playoffs. I mean, as far as getting over the hump, yeah, we needed that third all-star. Everybody else was role players. We probably needed that third all-star. But I never been so excited. Charlotte Hornets could make the playoffs. I mean, we literally had our biggest free agent signing ever in the history of Charlotte Hornets with, you know, Gordon Haywood. I mean, before that, Al Jefferson from the Jazz. I think he became a free agent with the Jazz, and then he came in. That was our biggest free agent signing, and I think we were the Bobcats still then. I think, you know, that was before Jordan changed them back to the Hornets. They were still the Bobcats, and he put up double-doubles, I want to say, for two straight years, but the knees went out on him, which, you know, the knees go out or the ankles, that's the worst thing that can happen to a basketball player. It's the worst thing. And I ain't mean to like smirk, you know, cause it's not funny. You know what I'm saying? It definitely shortens a career, but it's the worst thing. But yeah, I'm excited about my Charlotte Hornets, LaMelo Ball. Ever since Scary Terry Rozier got hurt, which was only a few games. They put LaMelo in, and he's been in starting lineup since. And we run a small ball lineup, really. And it's not really even a small ball lineup because, I mean, we got LaMelo playing point, but LaMelo's 6'7". 6'7". I mean, he could rebound very well, you know. So, and I'm thinking Devontae Graham is probably gone at the end of this year. He's not doing too well. Between him and Rozier, he's not doing too well. And we're definitely not moving on from LaMelo Ball. We're definitely going to keep moving on with LaMelo Ball. LaMelo Ball, Terry Rozier, maybe could be our backcourt next year. Maybe we need to move on from Cody Zeller, Malik Monk. You know, I would keep Bridges. I would keep PJ Washington, you know. And we need to keep drafting well. And maybe LaMelo could bring some more free agents. And we got Gordon Hayward locked in for however many years. I have to check the contract. But hopefully we got Gordon Hayward released for 2, 3, 4 years. You know, so let me pull that up real quick. Gordon Hayward contract. You know. Gordon Hayward contract. See what we got. He got a. Okay, I mean, you know what's crazy? They tried to say he got 4 years, $128 million. They tried to say the Hornets gave him one of the worst contracts ever. But for us, Gordon Hayward has been great. He's been a great, tremendous leader for the Hornets. The Hornets are looking like a solid team, a very competent team that can make it to the playoffs and maybe get out of the first round. Who knows? And look who just walked into the building. Look who just walked in. My dog, my little puppy. Come on, puppy. Come on. Come on. Come on. In the building, we got Gia. Knocks over the pillow. Steps in. This is my little puppy. Say hey to everybody. Hey, everybody. Once again, I want y'all to hit that subscribe button in that right-hand corner. Also, you could check me out on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, Facebook, Paul Pickett Podcast, Twitter.com/PaulPPodcast. You know, or you could just Google Paul Pickett Podcast. You know, that's how we do. Also, check out New Litter Apparel for all you dog lovers out there. NewLitter.com. That's NewLitter.com. Check out my other websites, promopalace.biz, planetplaylist.com, indycastle.net, and that's how it is. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. I'm your host, Paul Pickett, Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. Hit that subscribe button. Check out for videos every Wednesday. I'm going to try to stay on track. You know, it's not easy. Also, run a promo company, you know, 7 days a week, so. That's how it is. And I'm out.